An interesting day at the University of Maine. Football coach Joe Harris-Simiak leaving to take an assistant coaching position at the University of Minnesota, and maybe more departures as well. To get the latest, we're joined on the phone by the director of athletics at the University of Maine, Ken Ralph. Ken, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, good to be here, Rich.
Well, is this the price of success for the Black Bears after the deepest playoff run in their history? I expected that you're going to lose some people when they get opportunities like this.
Yeah, and it's something that it's ironic. You almost hope it happens because it meant you did rise to these levels. Nobody wants to come steal your people away when you're struggling. And so, Joe's an exciting young coach. His upside is extraordinary, and he was very open with me the entire time that he really was looking for a Power 5 opportunity. And this Minnesota thing had been bouncing around for a couple of weeks, and he'd been very clear with me that no matter what we did here, he was going to take that Minnesota job if it became available. So, it's just one of those things that you do your best to keep your people, but I'm excited for Joe. It's an incredible opportunity, and we're happy for him.
Well, and I've said to people, Joe, to me, is one of those guys similar to Kirk Ferentz many years ago, where we'll look down the road in a few years and say, remember when that guy was at the University of Maine? And you can just tell that Joe, and we saw it this year, is just a special guy.
Yeah, he's got a great presence. And, it's important for him to go cut his teeth at that highest level. A lot of people wondered why he didn't go for maybe a coordinator position at a lower level FBS or something along those lines. But his aspirations are to be in the Power 5, and I think he's doing a good thing by going and cutting his teeth at this level. He's with an exciting young coach, program on the way up. I think he's positioned himself well, and I agree with you. I think there's going to come a time where we look and say, I wonder if he remembers all of us.
Now, also reports within the last hour from Football Scoop, and they're normally pretty reliable, that Maine defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman will be taking the same position at James Madison. Do you have and can you share any information on that?
Yeah, actually, he was just announced a little bit ago. It's a spectacular hire for Madison. He's a special coach, and he did so much for us here, and we're really grateful for the time we had with him. And, Kurt Cignetti, I applaud him for seeing Corey's abilities and bringing him in there at Madison. Glad we don't face them next year because I know what Corey's capable of. But you know what? I'm happy for him. He climbed the mountaintop here with Joe, and I'm happy for both of them. They've moved on to new opportunities.
Well, this is, of course, an interesting time with recruiting gearing up. And so what's the timetable right now? One in-house candidate, obviously out of the picture with Corey gone. Do you limit that search, or do you open up a nationwide search?
Well, I can tell you within 3 hours of the announcement coming out, which I think it went national just a little before 11 o'clock today, within 3 hours of that happening, I had 48 resumes in my inbox, and you don't want to see what my phone looks like right now. But we do want to move quickly. I mean, we're 5 days away from Christmas. We are, 1 day past the beginning of the national signing period, the early period anyways. We've got a lot of coaches who are wondering what their future looks like. We have a lot of recruits that want to know what our staff's going to look like. And quite frankly, the biggest thing on my mind is our players. They've all just left after finals, and they're now at home. I want to make sure that we give them some direction in terms of what we're going to do in terms of filling this position so that they can relax and enjoy the holiday.
We're talking with Maine's Director of Athletics, Ken Ralph. And you've said earlier today that this was not about the money for Joe. It was about the opportunity. And yet the money is a factor, I'm sure, when it comes to hiring and when it comes to keeping people here, because Maine is in that position, and you told reporters yesterday that there is no more money out there. You can't get it somewhere else. There's been reluctance on the part of some to add an activity fee. How, if possible, does Maine get out of this situation?
Well, that's a good question. We're always on the lookout on how we generate more revenue. But quite frankly, we are in a position where we're outspending what we're receiving as it is, and at the end of year, we're backfilling as much as possible. It's entirely possible we are going to be in a situation where we are taking chances on some younger coaches, some up-and-comers, or maybe some people with strong Maine roots who like a Jack Cosgrove just want to, you know, anchor down here and have a long-term run. I'm okay with, you know, hiring the up-and-comers. Like I said, I'm okay if 3 or 4 years from now I'm in another coaching search because our success has been so incredible that they steal our coach again. That would be a great problem to have, and I think all of our fans would love to have that problem. You know, but we are in terms of our salaries, in terms of our budget. We have areas we certainly need to improve on. We're going to certainly advocate the state and try to do what we can to advocate for new allowances and budget. But quite frankly, the entire system is under pressure.
Is there any thought to going in a different direction and seeing this as an opportunity perhaps to downsize the program and try and save some money?
Well, there's a number of people who would love to do that, but you know, we're a state flagship institution. We are a land and sea grant institution, and you know, the people in the state of Maine look to us as their team. And you know, we've proven that even on modest resources, when you get the right chemistry in a locker room, you get the right chemistry with coaching staff, you can produce some extraordinary results. And you know, that's exciting. I mean, you look at what women's basketball has done recently, and you know, baseball has had their years where they've really succeeded. Yet field hockey was nationally ranked all year this year. And then football catches lightning in a bottle here and has the best season in the playoff era. So, you know, I think, you know, we're a little overblown on the money thing. You know, we have to recognize what our resources are. We actually have to get more efficient, too, in how we spend the money we do have. You know, we have some redundancies and some inefficiencies that we can eliminate to hopefully provide some more resources for the programs we do have.
Ken, there are people on the outside that will often try to come up with solutions that seem simple, but of course are not. And that often involves things like cutting other programs, reallocating resources within the athletic department. But it seems to me that's not a direction the university would want to go or would be well advised to go.
It really isn't. You know, the one that came up a couple of years ago was people were pushing to discontinue men's swimming. Well, men's swimming at Maine is a non-scholarship sport, and the same coach as the women, they ride on the same buses, and when you do the math, it would save $18,000 to eliminate that sport and 25 opportunities for students to compete. But you'd also be losing $538,000 in net tuition revenue that those students pay. So you'd actually be costing the university $520,000 if you were to discontinue men's swimming. It turns into a very valuable program if you think about the entire university. So that's the math that most people who aren't in athletics don't see. They said, well, discontinue track. Well, there's 200 track athletes and only 9 scholarships. That act program actually brings in a lot of resources to the university. And, you know, it's the most common one I hear is, well, just pay your football coach more. Well, I would love to pay him more. I would do that in a heartbeat. But I can also say that about everybody working in this department. Everybody's working below median base for their position. So, you know, we're going to have to just figure out how we make the best of the resources we have and give the students the best experience we can.
Is this in some ways, does this situation make it easier? Well, it sounds like it does because of the resumes you've received. When you see a young coach like Joe get here and then go to a Power 5 conference, does that make it easier to find quality candidates coupled with the success that Maine had on the field this season?
Well, the biggest thing is I think people are looking at the quality of athlete we've got coming back next year. You know, we've got some really accomplished students who still have eligibility remaining and a lot of talent in that freshman class who are redshirted this year. The new 4-game redshirt rule really helped us out. Mm. Got a lot of those young men some reps. And I think there's a lot of coaches looking and saying, wow, this program is set up to have some success. It can compete with the guys who are already on the roster. And that, more than anything, I think has people excited.
So when would you like to have a new coach on board, or is it too early to tell?
Well, it would have been nice to do it 2 hours ago. I mean, it's you know, we want to move quickly, but we want to move thoughtfully. This is about getting it right, not doing it fast. And but the reality is with the signing date was yesterday. And so that process is still open. We're in a dead period for recruiting, as it always does at this time of year. But we're in a situation where the students are not here. We are, everybody's going to be wondering, where are we going? What's the direction? This is not something we can drag out for 6 or 8 weeks. We're going to have to get a decision made. I'm actually meeting with the president at 6 o'clock tonight, and she and I are going to go over what the options are and how we want to move forward. And then I think you'll see us move pretty quickly.
All right, Ken Ralph, we appreciate you making time for us on this busy afternoon. We wish you good luck in the search and also wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. And we look forward to catching up with you in the new year.
Well, thanks, Rich. Happy holiday to you as well.
Ken Ralph, Maine's athletic director here on Downtown 530. Recapping, if you missed it earlier today, head coach Joe Harris-Simiak has left Maine football. He will be a position coach at the University of Minnesota, working with former Maine defensive coordinator Joe Rossi, who is the DC out there now. P.J. Fleck, of course, the head coach out at Minnesota. And then the news within the last hour that defensive coordinator Corey Heatherman is taking a similar position at James Madison University. So, some very big shoes to fill in the coaching offices up at the University of Maine for Ken Ralph and everybody involved in the athletic department.